when I drive away from the house, you're gonna lose me for a little bit, I think. You know, like when I drive away from the house, that is. Or I could just sit here in the garage and we just listen to this shit for the next 4 hours. I don't know if the transition off Wi-Fi onto LTE went smoothly or not. I don't know if you can even... Okay. All right, then. Okay. Seems like we're okay. Car is a little dirty. Okay.
the one that got the most love from him. Well, she's saying all she got was really hate in actuality. And she's putting all of these into what? Exactly. It's called Down the Rabbit Hole, Curious Adventures and Cautionary Tales of a Former Playboy Bunny. She's talking about the first time that she met him back in 2001, making him look like white Bill Cosby because she was saying how he offered her drugs. Inside the book, she says that he asked her, would you like a Quaalude? So that was his unusual offer. She decided, nah, I'm good. However, 3 weeks later, she ended up moving into the Playboy Mansion. Then she goes on to say how he made it so that all the girls were competing against each other. He was highly manipulative. She doesn't have any loyalty to him. And her whole entire life with him was such a nightmare that she contemplated suicide. All of...
Like, a news flash, Hugh Hefner might be kind of a dirtbag.
All I gotta do is put my mind.
Like, hey, guess what? The guy that built Playboy might be shitty. Ugh. I've not been thrilled by the music I hear on the Pitbull station. I guess maybe that shouldn't be a surprise, but that little preview loop they were playing before the station launched, like, there are parts of that I was like, alright, but... I need to rethink a lot of my presets on this whole satellite radio thing.
What?
music is so good, and hearing a stripped down take of songs from
Why are we stopping? Why are we stopping? Why are we stopping?
It's pretty great. So
this is not good.
Today, four SiriusXM sessions.
No, we're supposed to be. This is supposed to be like a good stretch where we do like 80
on demand as well. I'm Julia Cunningham. This is music from Twin Peaks in the morning, in the evening.
Calling your band Twin Peaks. Fuck that. I thought it was, for a second there, I was like, yeah, play some of that Twin Peaks shit, dog. Oh, right, I brought my iPod inside and synced it. And now I need to hook it back up. Okay, so far so good. POD record, you guys.
Maria Brink, as well as Sick of It All's Luke Collar. Almost 137,000 people attended X Games in Austin last weekend. For all the highlights, videos, and pictures, check out xgames.com. And you should download Metallica's live performance from X, because it's awesome. And the money made is going to help victims of the recent floods in Texas. BMX rider Chad Kagi got injured last Friday at X Games during the BMX vert competition, and he has now posted an X-ray photo to his Instagram, at Chad Kagi. You will see three screws going into his bone. His comment says he got screwed at X Games this year. Chad broke both of his heels and a vertebrae. Chad, we wish you a quick recovery. With your Faction Update, I'm Shannon Gunn, getting up you every hour on Faction with Jason Ellis.
I just shouldn't have regular radio stations in this mix of presets here at the end like this. The possible exception of the one that just plays Seacrest on a loop.
Open the door.
This one. Please welcome to the stage, Shuhei Yoshida. Aw. this is an HD sideband station, so it never comes in and basically fucking sucks. So
the throwback station, the new Q102, always 10 throws in a row. Joey V and Alex in the morning, 8:54 in the Bay. You get in a relationship, right? And you immediately get fat. You're happy.
Oh, crap, immediately.
You're happy, you're content.
What?
You got somebody to cuddle with.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to cuddle with, you know, somebody who's all bony, you know?
Aww.
Put a little other layer on, it's the better cuddling, right? You got somebody. You get somebody to eat with. This is what couples do. They eat together. They get someone to drink with. All the calories, the liquid calories.
Okay.
You get somebody to eat an entire block of cheese with in the middle of the night.
And then it gets out of hand. You're walking past a mirror or a window and display of store.
Ugh, fuck. I mean, satellite radio isn't perfect, but fucking all it takes is like 5 minutes of listening to any fucking regular ass radio to go like, oh fuck, like where do I sign up to fucking never hear this shit ever again?
Most under-acknowledged producers hip-hop has ever seen, but been responsible for a lot of great work, including producer for the likes of Nas, Kool G Rap, Eric B. and Rakim, from the group The Main Source, the one and only Lars Professor.
Woo!
LP will be here tomorrow. He's going to play beats. Tay Diggs is coming by tomorrow.
Yo, I'm Friday. Cannot
be. No, that's not tomorrow. Tay Diggs said no.
Never mind.
Okay, Tay Diggs not coming. But Michael Blackson is coming by.
Hey!
Comedian extraordinaire will be here tomorrow. So, all right. What? What, DB? I saw you laughing.
Careful.
You think, motherfucker? That's your Michael. Let me hear your Michael Blackson.
I'm going to be out sweating in the morning tomorrow, motherfucker. You try to get jiggy with these sheets.
Yo, what the fuck? We done created a monster since he didn't care about
it.
All right, maybe satellite radio is no good either.
Yeah. drama, hood legend. You should feel threatened. Front, I'ma show you what's good in a second. The best in the business. I mean, what is it? The dopest MC to walk, talking, and live it. A white bride screen with a blockbuster signature. Every new line I speak should be in cinemas. Champion sound. I win with words like you finally talked your girl into sleeping with a friend of hers. Oh yeah, I'm off on a good one. Mama's so proud of what a boy from the hood done. Got off the meat and I got my mind right. I got off these streets, I got my grind like I got on these beats, I gotta come tightest. Gotta be me, it's gotta be nice. Your boy dropped some stuff and it was probably nice. But they need a little help and a lot of advice. Quit while you're ahead, you ain't seeing no bread. And don't sleep on us, you can sleep when you're dead. And grateful, you didn't live life hateful. Change for the better like the weather in April. Food for the soul, grab a head, grab a plateful. A heart full of hate is a waste and disgraceful. Don't adjust, turn your stomach when a brother only wanna see.
So come with your best and you could lose like I played a little Street Fighter V. When I shoot, how we do on the West, yeah. The new, like, kind of systems they're putting in there, I think, are kind of neat. It's weird. It's weird because it's the sort of thing where the system only makes more sense as you see how more characters use it. So with a small roster right now, you look at it and go like, all right, well, what? Okay. So this character uses these systems this way, this character does this, you start to see, like, some of the different ways that they come into play, but then, with only, like, what, 4 announced characters. You know, it's hard to get a sense for, like, how crazy it could get. But, I like the way it looks. There's some good-looking art in that game. Some good-looking backgrounds and, like, Bison looks appropriately menacing. Like, he's super slow by default. So, like, his walk animation is just him, arms folded, just kind of pacing in your direction. And it's kind of rad. But, yeah, the system stuff is interesting. So, like, you know, in Street Fighter 4, everyone, if you hit both mediums, you got your focus attack, right? Now that's just a free move. That's a move for everybody. It does something a little different for everyone. So, like, Ryu has a Street Fighter 3 style parry, and Bison and Charlie and Nash absorb projectiles with it. So, with Bison, you hold it down and actually reflect projectiles. And then Chun-Li is like diagonal jump that's like kind of a lower angle than the standard jump that kind of you can use to get right over someone's head and then maybe try to do some head stomps and stuff. And that's just, there's no meter cost associated with that. It's just kind of an additional move, you know? and then if you hit both heavies, your meter has to be full. So there are two meters. There's the kind of standard super meter concept of like, hey, you're gonna do EXs off of this. You're gonna your critical art is gonna come out of this meter when it's full. But then there's also the V meter, and when that is full, you can hit both both heavies to trigger your V trigger. And that does different stuff, again, kind of depending on the characters. So, like, but it seems like the bulk of them are like, hey, you're going to enter a different altered state of, like, hey, while you're activated, it's going to be, you know, you're going to do more damage, you're going to hit more, you know, there'll be more hits to your stuff, there'll be, you know, just some kind of modifier to your kind of normals and specials. In Ryu's case, if you do his super while you're in V-trigger state, it's a more powerful thing. And you can charge up fireballs when you are triggered. And if you charge all the way up, it will guard crush.
Rona.
And then there's, like, if you want to just use a segment of your V-trigger, of your V-meter, you can use it for alpha counters, like kind of a push-blocky sort of thing of, like, forward and all three punches on block. Or maybe it's all three kicks for some characters? I don't know. We weren't really too... We weren't getting a ton of those out. But, it looks nice, feels good. I don't know. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's like that system's only going to really make sense when you see the entire roster. But like, so they aren't all just altered states. Like the Nash's V trigger is like a teleport. Depending on which direction on the stick you're holding, it'll be slightly different. So you know, it's like, yeah, it'll teleport behind you, it'll teleport above you, and, you know, or whatever. So it's like it'll teleport right above you, and you can just start in with an air attack right then and there. And ideally combo off it if it lands, but yeah. It's interesting. But you know, like, the things you expect a Street Fighter game to do still happen. Crouching medium kick into fireball, for example, still happens. Anyway, whatever. I know a lot of that stuff leaked out yesterday or day before or whatever it was, but so people that really care about it probably already saw all that stuff. But yeah, there's a new trailer out where they try to explain that whole V system thing, but they don't have any speech in it, so it's just, here's some footage and you're not quite sure what you're seeing because some of this stuff won't make sense until you have it in your hands or have someone explain to you, that's you hitting these buttons that does this, and it doesn't cost a meter, it doesn't do this, it doesn't do this, you know. Get into this beverage.
Another goddamn song with all these niggas.
jet up, wet up. When I let off, you won't get up. I'm at.
Tonight, there's a musical guest.
God damn.
Achoo! Woo! Yeah!
Listen on, you New Yorkers.
Yeah. Okay. This iPod synced properly. Let's see. Every device in this car agrees that it's a Cardigans kind of day.
Objection. My mom gets mad at me because sometimes when bad things happen, like, I don't know if I can always believe in God, because I don't like the idea of some touched by an angel sitting up there making decisions like, I'm going to put you in a paralyzing diving accident so you can inspire people with watercolors you paint with your feet.
Song's appropriately dumb. They made a video for this song. I'm pretty sure that they played on MTV. They got played on YoMTV Raps. One of the few times that a Bronco is referred to as a luxury car. Like, think about that. They talk about, you know, Mercedes-Benzes, obviously, but also Broncos. Now, think about the level of car, like the...
You're rich.
Oh.
How come y'all go ruthless, turn around, and try to be pop?
Like, think about the types of cars that are mentioned as status items in rap songs now. At that point, in that song, they were like, yeah, Bronco.
Pistol business. sweetest honey used to be my honey. But you switched up when my money started getting funny. Got your partners all in your ear, now you're bitter as...
Crazy. publisher of the belly of Dr. Bruce to the sun. I'm a crazy young man. I'm a part of a crazy accident.
The righteous one. Broke my plane. The righteous one.
That's all I got.
My plane.
Thank you. Thank you very much. For your free cupcakes, see the posted sign.
DJ Hero, I hope that they eventually. They probably won't though, will they? I mean,
bump into a bitch named Ken, middle late night, kind of fucked up bread. They don't know. Official selection from the Bill Harper Collection.
Hey Adam, it's Bill. Thanks.
Young Ice Cube, and now some not Young Ice Cube.
Like, yo, good rich. Black Lambo, keep me on my bullshit. Disrespect the team, I wish you would, bitch. Yeah.
Don't trip, y'all know how I am.
Don't.
No.
We can afford a child.
All right, maybe I need to take it off random. Focus this a little bit, filter this a little bit, you know?
This is hip hop. They go clip, pop. They hit them if they hit me, the clip pop. Then pop, then it don't stop. Pop and see, we bang, bang, boogie, we get them. Oh, goody, keep your hoodie when you're fucking with me. Me, me. Now, what you hear is not a test. I said it's not a test, nigga, it's not a test. Got my Teflon all wrapped around my chest. I do it the best, you heard, I do it the best. Tough to not.
That's not working out so well so far.
Not this one dedicated to the man them call MacGyver. And all 007 James Bond spy man inside the area. Maximum respect to the man them call Ice Cube. And the boss no deuce, deuce no drinking. But fuck you,
wicked.
Yeah.
fucking hold up. Not, you can't turn left here. Go. Alright.
You wreck me, even if you waste the entire sky. just walk away like Kelly Clarkson. I know we was free to sleep around town, but I figured you said that, cause how I did down. Now of course you was out there messing around. I would've told you, once you go ghost, you never go back. Try G and E like I don't know how to back. I'm a dawning, top of the line, I stay flying. Stop trying to keep covering the lies and using my credit cards to buy diamonds. We need to straighten this out, get to the bottom of it all. Let's go before we start the war. Begin with two reasons why we need to talk. And stop popping up in my cribs all over New York. And that stalking, you're such trouble and no good. The fighting words in my block and we in the hood.
I cheated myself.
Standing outside vaping, pacing around with his creepy little vape box. Apparently Siri thought that I was talking to Siri. Siri's a vape box. All right, I gotta go. You guys have a good Wednesday or Thursday or whatever day it is. See you later.